They said he'd never perform at Sumfest again. 13 years. Prisons. Court battles. Yet here he stood, under the scorching Montego Bay floodlights. Black, green, and gold jersey, soaked in sweat, perched on a throne. The crowd roared like a hurricane, breaking upon the Jamaican shore. This wasn't just a performance. It was a reckoning. In that moment, when Spice pressed a jewel-studded crown into his hands, Vybz Kartel wasn't just a DJ. He was the king of dancehall, certified by the people, not the government. As an insider close to the Gaza nation, I felt the tremor in the audience. Families, fans, rivals, all drawn into an electric moment. We weren't witnessing nostalgia. We were part of a movement reclaiming roots, healing scars, writing history. And behind those sunglasses, Kartel's voice cut through the gusts. One Jamaica, one dance hall. No hype, no pretense, just raw validation. This is the story of a crown earned, a culture reclaimed, and a king reborn. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1, The Return of the World Boss. When the plane touched down in Kingston in late 2024, the atmosphere was thick with something deeper than anticipation. It was prophecy. Adija Palmer, known across the globe as Vybz Kartel, had been locked up for over a decade, 13 years. Yet the Gaza never stopped chanting his name. His lyrics never stopped spinning in taxis, barbershops, cookshops, and corner dances. And now, the world boss had returned. Word hit the streets like lightning. Kartel was home. No more speculation. No more leaked voice notes or jailhouse recordings. When he performed live for the first time since 2011 at a December show in East Kingston, it wasn't just a concert. It was resurrection. He hit the stage with a vengeance. Rompin' Shop, Dancehall Hero, Summertime. Each track was like an earthquake. Every lyric, a reminder that he was still unmatched. So when Reggae Sumfest announced that Vybz Kartel would be crowned King of Dancehall during the 2025 festival, no one was surprised. For us in Gaza, it wasn't news. It was overdue recognition. Sumfest was the mecca of Jamaican music, and Kartel, long exiled, was finally being given his throne. And not just by organizers, but by the culture itself. July 18th, 2025. Montego Bay. I made the trip from Portmore with my crew, just like we used to back in the day when Gaza was at its peak, but this time it felt historic. Catherine Hall Fairgrounds pulsed with sound. The crowd, massive. Flags waved in the humid air. Gaza flags, Jamaican flags, homemade banners inked with Kartel's face. Fans came from Spanish Town, St. Thomas, all the way from the UK. The U.S., Trinidad, real disciples, not tourists. I ran into Samantha near the main gate. She's been Gaza from day one. I'm from Portmore, Gaza City, she told a journalist. I came early, because I can't miss the king getting crowned. She wasn't alone. The energy was that of a spiritual homecoming. As night fell, the stage lit up like Judgment Day. When Spice walked out holding that gold-plated crown, the ground trembled. The crowd surged. I've been to 100 shows, but I've never felt anything like that. This wasn't a gimmick. This was roots. This was bloodline. The crowd didn't just cheer. They wept, screamed, collapsed. This was for every Gaza soldier who held the line while the world doubted. And then he appeared, the man himself. Draped in black and gold, eyes shaded, expression calm, but knowing. He took the crown from Spice and raised it slowly. A move so simple but so profound. It silenced the entire arena for a moment. Then chaos, joy, fire. He spoke into the mic. One Jamaica, one dancehall. Simple, director. And it hit harder than a diss track. What followed was a showcase of dominance. Skeng, Masika, Tommy Lee Sparta. They all performed. The crowd was lit from start to finish, but no moment matched Cartel's crowning. Even the broadcast struggled to keep up. Technical glitches, missing footage. But no matter, the story had already been written. By the next morning, the footage, the chants, the clips of the crown were everywhere, viral across Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Some say the moment broke the internet. I say it repaired something. Something that had been broken since 2011. And for those who question dancehall's place in the global scene, the answer was right there on that stage. Vybz Kartel, a man once branded a menace, now the crown king, had become the embodiment of dancehall survival, rebellion, and rebirth. This wasn't just about music. This was a message. You can't kill culture. You can't silence voice. And when voice returns, it returns. Crowned. Chapter 2. The Crowned Controversy. By morning, the coronation had already become legend. The air in Montego Bay buzzed with more than leftover buzz. It carried heat. Not everyone was happy about Cartel's crowning. And as a Gaza insider, I felt it before I even scrolled the feed. Within 48 hours of the ceremony, MC Nuffy, Cartel's longtime MC, went live and dropped verbal bombs. "Enough of them bad mind," he said. "Me no see them congratulate the king, so you know who real from who fake." And then he named names, Jashi, Masika, calling their silence disrespect. It wasn't the kind of posturing dancehall fans shrug off. This was Gaza calling the industry out. That live cut through the noise like a dagger. No, if you know dancehall, you know rivalries run deep, but there's a line between rivalry and betrayal. When Masika called himself the baddest on the same Sumfest stage, the implication was clear. He wasn't kneeling. Gaza didn't like that. In our circles, it sounded like a subtle diss. MC Nuffy doubled down, claiming these artists were too prideful to acknowledge Cartel's moment. "Dem afraid fi say the man a king," he spat. "But me say it, Vybz Kartel will hold that throne till him decide for step down." Some say it was typical dancehall clashing, but for us in Gaza, it felt personal. When Cartel was in lockup, Gaza kept the culture alive. We kept the verses playing, the lyrics cutting, the rhythms relevant. And now that our general had been crowned, the silence from the rest of the industry was deafening. The drama exploded online. TikTok spread fast. Clips of the crowning mashed with reaction videos. "King Cartel forever," one said. Another, "King? More like a comeback kid." Facebook pages posted recap videos. Comment sections split down the middle. Half the people were chanting "Gaza fi life," the others questioning whether dancehall even needed a king anymore. And the thing is, some of the critiques weren't coming from haters. They were coming from cultural watchdogs. Some folks argued the genre needed a new direction, that Cartel represented a raw street-level dancehall that didn't align with global pop shifts or clean-cut brand deals. Others, especially older heads, worried that crowning a man with a criminal past sent the wrong message. But to us, it was deeper than moral optics. The crown wasn't just about Cartel, it was about the people who never had a seat at the table. The kids in Portmore, the ghetto youths, the dancers grinding on zinc fences to get seen. They saw their story reflected in that moment on stage. That wasn't pageantry, that was protest. Still, the fallout couldn't be ignored. By midweek, Gaza members like Mad Sus went online to confirm what many suspected. Almost no major artist reached out to congratulate Cartel personally. "Only one man show respect," he said. "The rest? Quiet. That silence speak loud. The streets heard that. And so did the fans." Some radio hosts tried to smooth it over, saying maybe some artists didn't want to overshadow the moment, but we weren't buying that. You either stand with the movement or you stay silent and let the culture shift without you. The debate grew uglier. Some fans accused Cartel of trying to steal the genre back from the younger generation, but they misunderstood the mission. Gaza wasn't looking backward. The crown wasn't nostalgia. It was an anchor, A reminder that dancehall didn't start with TikTok trends or Afrobeats collaborations. It started with unfiltered truths, raw expression, and rebel voices. And Cartel was the loudest voice of them all. At the same time, we saw strategy. Within Gaza, the move was to capitalize. That coronation clip, the slow lift of the crown, the quote, "One Jamaica, one dancehall," became the visual centerpiece of a global campaign. Merch shops printed it on hoodies. DJs looped it into mixtapes. Promoters from Miami to London started calling again. Still, some challenges stuck. The full performance couldn't be aired on national broadcasts. Contractual issues, they said. But for Gaza, that was just another example of gatekeeping. A system that never wanted Cartel to rise in the first place. Even that limitation became part of the legend. The people who were there lived it. The ones who weren't, they'd never feel what we felt in that moment. And then there was the question nobody wanted to answer. What happens now? Did the crown close the book on dancehall evolution, or did it open a new chapter? There were voices, academic, musical, media, asking if Cartel's influence was still constructive. Did we need to evolve beyond the Gaza sound? Or was the Gaza sound the only thing holding the genre's roots together? Inside Gaza, the answer was clear. Cartel wasn't the end of dancehall. He was the beginning of its next phase. One rooted in respect, history, and presence. One that didn't forget where it came from. Zinc, block parties, war lyrics, and ghetto gospels. Our response was simple. Build. We started planning Gaza Nights, a global concert series showcasing not just Cartel, but the next generation of Gaza artists, young, raw, politically conscious, and lyrically surgical, not TikTok fluff, real dancehall. We knew that crowning moment wasn't the finish line. It was a call to arms. Meanwhile, the rest of the industry started shifting their tone. Masika didn't comment, but he didn't need to. He started dropping lyrics with indirect nods. Other artists began quoting Cartel lines again. The tension was cooling, but the fire was lit. That's the power of a moment. It makes people choose sides. And while critics argued over whether the crown should have gone to someone else, we knew better. This wasn't a coronation decided by corporate sponsors, our media handlers, our international markets. This was the street talking. And when the street talks in Jamaica, the world listens. Because whether they like it or not, Vybz Kartel wears the crown now, and Gaza stands behind him. Chapter 3. The Crown as Catalyst. The morning after Sumfest, Catherine Hall was quiet, but the buzz in Montego Bay didn't fade. It evolved. Kartel's crown wasn't just a symbol. It became a spark. Something had shifted, and we all felt it. In the Gaza circles, the message was clear. The crown was never about ceremony. It was about strategy. And now that the king had been publicly crowned, the real work had to begin. Conversations moved from celebration to structure. What does this moment mean for dancehall, and how do we push it further? By the time we got back to Portmore, the debates were already boiling over. I found myself at a barbershop session in Waterford where young selectors, old heads and street poets were all tossing ideas. "Me say we need a Gaza Youth Development Studio," one man said. "Not just music, graphics, stagecraft, engineering." Another added, "This crown need fitour." And then came the backlash. MC Nuffy, ever the fire starter, went live again. This time, he pulled no punches. He called out artists who had stayed silent during Cartel's coronation. "Bad mind in the industry," he snapped. "Man can even big up the king, Ona Bitter." Masika's name dropped again. Word on the street said he declined to return to Sumfest, fueling rumors of quiet protest. Some fans took it as a snub. Others saw it as politics. But either way, the message was heard. Not everyone was ready to recognize the crown. At the same time, culture critics were busy stirring the pot. Some said crowning Cartel sent the wrong message, that we were glorifying a controversial figure, that dancehall needed to evolve past its street-born roots. But inside Gaza, We knew better. Cartel didn't symbolize regression. It symbolized resistance, a culture that refused to be erased, no matter the label. Conversations quickly turned global. Promoters in Toronto, London, and Miami began reaching out. They saw the crown not just as a local victory, but a marketable symbol. One of them called it our genre's Black Panther moment. Suddenly, the idea of a Gaza-led cultural tour felt real. But not everyone was on board. By the end of July, word spread that a major Caribbean diaspora festival pulled back on inviting Cartel. Officially, it was a programming decision, but the whispers told the truth. Image concerns, pressure from sponsors, discomfort with the narrative. In response, Gaza mobilized. We didn't shout, we didn't threaten, we organized. Local leaders, artists, and journalists came together in downtown Kingston for a roundtable. We reframed Cartel not just as a DJ, but a mirror of the system. Someone who forced society to confront its contradictions. He was a man whose music dissected classism, colorism, and corruption. His crown, we argued, was a reflection of the people, not an endorsement of the past. Then came the anthem. A young producer from Spanish Town took the now famous clip of Cartel lifting the crown and built a beat around it. Heavy drums, echoing crowd chants. Cartel's voice looped over and over. One Jamaica, one dancehall. The track dropped quietly on YouTube. Within a week, every party in Kingston was spinning it. DJs in Bristol, NYC, and Amsterdam added it to their sets. Without a label, without a PR rollout, the crown had found its own soundtrack. Inside Gaza, we started talking legacy. A fashion line launched with hoodies printed with Cartel silhouette and the crown image. Stickers showed up on taxis, in back alleys, on lampposts. At the center of it all was the belief that this wasn't just about Cartel. It was about creating a foundation that could survive beyond him. August brought the first Gaza Youth Night, a low-budget, high-energy show featuring rising voices. No corporate stage, just raw sound systems, mic cords taped to plastic chairs, and fire in every verse. It wasn't about shine, it was about signal, and the message was received. Meanwhile, the tension with rival artists continued to simmer. Some still hadn't acknowledged the moment. Others began quoting Cartel lines again in their songs. Subtle nods, lyrical handshakes. Even Tommy Lee Sparta, who had been silent, showed up unannounced to one Gaza pop-up and dropped a freestyle that had the whole block shouting, "Gaza Fee Life." And then, in early September, something unexpected happened. Global streaming numbers for dancehall spiked. Not just Cartel, the whole genre. Curators added his old tracks to fresh playlists. Teenagers in countries where dancehall wasn't even a thing began sharing clips from the coronation. The algorithm, it seemed, had chosen a side. Still, backlash lingered. A Jamaican media panel debated the meaning of it all. Has dancehall crowned a king or just immortalized controversy? One pundit asks. Is this the future or a relapse? But Gaza wasn't concerned with pundits. We were busy building. We launched the King Forum, a community event combining music, storytelling, and cultural education. We planned a visual mixtape titled One Dancehall, pairing neighborhood footage with Cartel's coronation audio. And we established a scholarship fund for youths studying sound design, visual arts, and journalism. The energy was real. On the final weekend of September, in a parking lot outside Portmore Mall, we held an open mic Gaza Jam. There was no guest list, no headliners, just rhythm, resistance, and rebirth. A 16-year-old girl from Spanish Town grabbed the mic, dropped an unreleased verse, and walked off to roaring applause. That's when I realized this crown belongs to more than Cartel. It belongs to every voice the system tried to mute. Cartel didn't show up, but he didn't need to. He sent a voice message that played through the speakers. Stay rooted, stay righteous. Dancehall is the voice we born with. The crowd froze, then erupted. The crown didn't just survive the controversy. It became a movement. Today, it lives in studio basements, classroom debates, poetry nights, street murals, and TikToks with no filter. It's no longer just a headline. It's a blueprint. It's the moment dancehall stood up and demanded the world listen and respect. Because a crown isn't about one man. It's about the kingdom that believes he earned it. And Gaza, we still believe.